This is Burst.
You're listening to Burst Live 2004. Like what you're hearing? Contact us on studio@burst.co.uk.
Yes, you could contact us at, what's the number again?
It's 01202-595-762.
Right. If you want to write something, you can write to studio@burst.co.uk. 可以写信到 studio@burst.co.uk.
Yeah, that was the Black Eyed Peas with Shut Up. That was for Tom, who's listening in Reading.
Okay, music.This is, the time is, 现在是三点十七分整 ,17 minutes after 3 o'clock, UK time 是三点十七分台湾时晚上十点十七分整 ,you're listening to live, Burst. At first, okay, about entertainment report, what's the news?
Well, Clapton's guitar smashes records. A treasured guitar owned by Eric Clapton, which he called Blackie, has fetched a record price at auction, selling for £526,000. The Fender Stratocaster was expected to reach £83,000, but bidding war broke out at Christie's in New York and the price just went through the roof. The guitar, first used by Clapton in 1973, was eventually bought by the Guitar Center, which is a US chain of shops.
And Francisco?
Well, I got here that the Clash reissue London Calling with the demos on DVD. Disc of recently discovered demos of for The Clash and London Calling are going to be put all together for a DVD by Epic Records on September the 21st and reissuing on the English punk band album. The dub tapes were recently discovered on a storage facility belonging to a guitarist, and according to a statement issued by Thursday, the legacy recording heritage of unit of Epic Sony Record reclaimed those demos and they're going to put it all together to a 25th anniversary edition, launching soon. A 45-minute documentary will come with this DVD for all the Clash fans.
That means we're going to see some new documentary and also hear some good stuff from the Clash then.
Yep.
The demo.
Rebel DJ Tony Blackburn has been reinstated yesterday after being suspended for playing Cliff Richard's records, which I found quite amusing. Classic Gold said he could return to his breakfast show today, and Cliff is back on their playlist after fans protested. So we're going to hear some more Cliff Richard, which is fantastic.
Okay, on my side, Destiny Child, they say they're actually, according to their schedule, they're going to reunite it.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah, no, they've been recording their first single, haven't they?
Yes, they say their new song actually is going to premiere in the coming of an album, but with a live audience. That means they're going to perform live in Los Angeles this September.
Wicked.
Pretty cool. So, fans, if you love Destiny Child, 如果你喜欢天命真女的话, they will perform together for the first time in nearly 2 years as part of the Pepsi TV game on ABC in America this fall.
Watch this space.
Yes. Another news is that singer George Michael today, it is his birthday, so happy birthday. And singer Carly Simon is 59 today. 今天59岁 Carly Simon. Happy birthday. And in Taiwan, 今天我们的消息是美声天后莎拉布莱曼在6月24号的时候中午就来到台湾了。6月25号、6月26号今天晚上跟明天呢在台北县的林口体育馆举行2004莎拉布莱曼的全球巡回演唱会，她是访台次数最多的国际及外籍女歌手。而且你知道在台湾的这个 Air Supply 来台湾已经超过听说将近10次，这莎拉布莱曼也打败了这几乎接近她一半的这个次数呀，有5次来台5次。所以喜欢莎拉布莱曼的朋友 If you like Sarah Brightman,You could go to Lincoln in Taipei County to see her live performance. And this is Burst.
This is Burst.
You're listening to Burst Live 2004.
My most memorable concert experience was Anita Baker's concert because it was a quality music performance.Not a lot of dancing, not a lot of the side business. It's just purely jazz music with Anita Baker's vocal. It was totally worth the money.
I would say that Madonna was one of the top of my head, and then Bruce Springsteen is not bad either. The music itself and the showmanship of the of Madonna, I guess she can dance and she can, her creativity and her movements and dancing and stage shows could add to the flavor to that as well. Bruce Springsteen is more like a spontaneous type, not so much of fanfare, not so much of lightning, light shows, and not depends on much of a stage sort of setup, you know. So Bruce is just natural. The music itself is just good, and it moves people that way, not the way that Madonna does. It's she rely a lot of on props and special effects, I guess, that I would say laser shows and on the side.
刚刚你听到的呢 what you are hearing is some of the live experience from a friend from America and some friends there from Taiwan. What's your best experience? 你最好的最棒的现场音乐的经验是什么呢 You could either write to studio@burst.co.uk studio@burst.co.uk 台湾的朋友 friends from Taiwan welcome you write emails or letters to us or you could call 01202-595-762 01202-595-762 你可以打这个电话 of course if you are in Taiwan you gotta call 44 and then dial the number 1202. But talking about this live experience, actually, this year in Taiwan, 今年在台湾, we do have some live festivals and some concerts. And here is some of the information from the manager, MTV Mandarin Programming Manager, Oscar Lin. She says something, she provides something about the information from Taiwan.
夏天是喜欢音乐的人最快乐的时光，除了很多喜欢的歌手发片之外，同时也有很多的演唱会可以跟歌手近距离的发片。那就像大家比较清楚的，在英国的 Reading 啊，或者是说在日本的 Fuji Rock 以及 Summer Sonic， 这些都是非常有名的一个 Festival。那在台湾的部分，我们今年也有国际海洋音乐季 Ohio Young Festival， 还有我们自己的 Taipei Music Festival， 还有七月底的野台开唱，也都即将在七月份的时候跟八月份的时候跟大家来做一个面对面的接触。
刚听到的 just now you heard is the information from Oscar. Oscar Lin, the programming manager from MTV Mandarin Channel. She was saying about this year, the music festival in Taiwan, there is a Ho Hai Young Music Festival, and also there is a Taipei Music Festival from MTV, and also 野台开唱. It's a festival, actually. It's held normally in July, but normally they would have live band and rock music.And recently, they've been inviting artists from all, especially from all over the world, and some rock artists, rock acts from Japan. So that's part of the information. Because Oscar Lin, she's been working for MTV for over 4 years. So in these 4 years, I was asking her about the experience of organizing an event and the experience behind the scene, because she got to contact all the artists.All the record company, the labels, and different medias in different countries. So that, she was talking about her experience of organizing a festival.
我加入 MTV 四年多了，那在之前也是从事这方面来跟 label 跟唱片公司协调艺人的 interview 以及他的一些通告的事宜。那其实每年的暑假也是我们最快乐的时候，因为所有的年轻朋友他们都会大量的去收看电视，也就是我们可以好好发挥的时候。那我在处理这个艺人的邀请也有多年的时间。那在过去的经验上来讲，我觉得我最大的痛苦就是。往往你知道在一些media 来讲我们总是要用最 tight 的一个 budget 来去邀请歌手那也就是说你如何去凸显你的活动如何去让人家觉得来参加你的活动是有助于他们的宣传有助于他们的专辑销售有助于他们的 credit 的延展所以这是我觉得非常辛苦因为要用非常非常少的钱那以外国歌手来讲他们一旦来坐飞机然后来住饭店以及吃饭以及翻译车子等等往往这些钱就是一笔天价即使他没有任何的修费你都还要到负担非常非常多钱所以我觉得最困难的事情是说你如何要把你的活动去延展然后让人家有兴趣要用最少的 budget 这是我觉得非常困难的一件事情
the biggest difficulty of organizing an event actually for them of working for a TV media or even a radio media or even a bigger media, actually they might not have that big budget. So what they have to do is, on one hand, they have to persuade the record company to say, this event is going to give your artists a little bit of big exposure. And on the other hand, they have to try very hard to push the activity, the act, the concert to the biggest limit to make it look good and make it sound good. She says the biggest event sometimes probably don't have a big budget. So, you know, that's the news behind the scene. And about her experience, here comes...
另外就是说，我觉得开心的事情是，一旦这个歌手他是个 upcoming 的 artist， 或是他才我们相中他有非常的潜力 potential， 我们就邀请他。然后像这样的歌手，如果将来他变得非常非常有名，也是代表说 MTV 的眼光独特。那这几个例子其实有包含了我们在邀请日本的平井坚、Ken Ilai 以及 Chemistry 啊。他们当时来台湾的时候都不是一个最 popular 的歌手，之后回去他们变成日本现在最受欢迎的团体跟歌手。那另外就是在多年前我们的 Summersonic， Summersonic， 我们也邀请了 AK， 后来他们在英国，在你们这个地方也变得非常非常的红，也就是 Atomic Kitten。那我想这些都是 MTV 在很开始的时候我们就邀请他们，到之后他们回去变得非常红，这也是我们觉得非常快乐的地方。因为一旦他们变得 number one， 他们就再也没有机会来这里了。所以我觉得这也是我觉得非常有成就感的一件事。
Well, about the experience just now, Oscar Lynch mentioned about something. Well, sometimes as a media, even though you're universal or big media, but sometimes when you invite artists, you encounter some of the difficulties. Then what should we do? So, say most of the time, they would try to discover new talent, new up-and-coming talent, artists. Nowadays, right now at the moment in Japan, is very famous. It's a singer. His style is sort of like soul, R&B, sometimes a little bit house and funky. His name is Ken Hilai, Hilai Ken, 平井坚. In the beginning, actually, MTV, you saw his potential, so invited, he came over to Taiwan and then put him on the stage, and the effect, actually, the after effect was huge, phenomenal. So he became famous at the moment. But working with international artists, she also has some interesting story to talk about. Here is the story.
在举办这么多的活动，让我印象很深刻的是，在去年的时候 MTV 的 Asia Awards， 我见到了现在你们英国最红的 Robbie Williams。 那其实他一直是很难掌控的哦，常常即使唱片公司说除非他上了飞机到了现场，否则你不知道他会真的出现。那 MTV 很幸运的在去年办了 Asia Awards 的时候，我们邀请到了 Robbie Williams， 他也参加了 Post Party， 据说这也是从来没有发生过的事情。他非常的 nice， 其实他对于他的 fans， 对于工作人员都非常好，唯独对于他旁边的这个唱片公司人他是比较严格。所以我当时对他印象很深刻，他这么重要的一个人，他其实在对于我们这些人来说还是非常的给人家的感觉是非常好的，然后是一个配合度很高的歌手。那另外在 local 的 artist 部分，我今年也带了台湾的一个很不错的一个歌手王力宏。那他我带他去日本参加一个VMA Japan 的一个颁奖典礼 ，VMAJ Music Award Japan。那我很印象深刻的是，他为了要去准备他的 Winner Speech， 他准备了九个小时。那其实以他的状况去念一段日文的一个Winner Speech 其实是不困难的，但是他不断的练习，他希望用最正确的 accent 去念给真正的日本人听，所以我觉得他的整个精神让我非常的佩服，那也让我觉得说他是一个非常有 potential 非常好的歌手。
Right, the experience working with artists like Robbie Williams or like the local artist Li Hong Wang actually was...quite special, because Robbie Williams went to MTV Asia Music Award last year in January. And Oscar Lynch just mentioned about actually Robbie Williams behind the stage is very kind to his fans, very kind to all the staff, but he's very strict to the record company labels. And also Oscar Lynch mentioned about his local singer in Taiwan. He's very famous actually. His name is Li Hong Wang. And for attending another event, it's MTV VMAJ, and he was the winner. But in order to be recognized and in order to be sincere, I guess. So he practiced his winner speech for 9 hours non-stop. Behind that, you can see the efforts. 他们所付出的努力非常不容易。Okay, that's the information.
今年 MTV Mandarin Channel 非常幸运的在8月14号举办 Taipei Music Festival 跟 Taipei City Government 一起做主办。那我们今年很开心的能够邀请到全世界现在最当红的19岁的女生 Avril Lavigne， 她来参加我们的 Opening Act 的一个30分钟表演。另外我们今年还邀请了日本的易清瑶，以及藤木直人，还有 AI， 以及Rain 韩国的新天王。所以我们今年除了台湾最受欢迎的歌手之外，将会有5组以上的歌手从其他国家来参加 MTV 的 Taipei Music Festival， 也希望大家有兴趣可以透露网络哈，透由各个管道来去收看，来去收听。同时这一则 news 也会透由 MTV 的整个 network 能够将所有的 news 能够 release 到其他的国家去。
会经有网络直播吗？
会，我们会在 HiNet www.hinet.net 以及 mtvchinese.com 这两个 website 里面去做现场直播。
If you're interested, you could log on to the website www.hinet.net or the other website, MTV Chinese website, as the www.mtvchinese.com. 上这两个网站呢 you could see the up-and-coming event, their Taipei Music Festival, which was organized by MTV and the Taipei government, city government. 是跟市政府一起合办的，很厉害哦。They say they're going to invite a lot of local artists, including 5 international acts, 就是五组这个流行全球的艺人 including Avril Lavigne. So if you're interested on the 14th of August, you could either go to the live concert or you could log on to the website we mentioned about www.hinet.net or www.mtvchinese.com. You could see all the information. Okay, the time is 3:35 after 3 o'clock, 3点35分 Taiwan time, 台湾时间10点35分 If you're listening online, give us a call. If you're gonna call from Taiwan, welcome 44-1202-595-762 or you can write studio@burst.co.uk, studio@burst.co.uk. Well, music, one of a very talented, creative producers andmusician. His album, actually, his previous album, Prophecy, actually was nominated at the Mercury Music Festival, Music Awards. And then his next album, this album, brilliant, very brilliant. This song, it sort of infuses blues and Indian vocal. Listen to the guitar. And some part of that, the guitar actually was humming. It's scat vocal.Imitating the guitar and perform with the guitar at the same time. Music.
Inside, outside, I've been feeling in my mind. In the ocean and the river, I can feel it in the tide. And all day, all night.City from the dove to the dawn, I can feel
music The River from the album Human by Nitin Sawhney, but actually the vocal wasn't from him, but he's a very brilliant and talented producer and also a very talented composer. The time is 40 minutes after 3 o'clock, 3:40, Taiwan 时间10:40, you're listening to Burst.
This is Burst.
You're listening to Burst Live 2004.
Artist feature, U2.
Quincy Jones says, you have to wait for God to walk through the room, you know, or else all you're left with is just a bunch of songs. It's funny because our stage shows are like theater, but our recording scenarios are like jazz.
我很喜欢 U2, 对我来讲 U2 就是一个惊叹号 exclamation point。我觉得他们的音乐就是可以带给你很激昂的感受之外，其实也很适合在沉浸的时候听。像我练瑜伽的时候，我都会放他们的那个 Electrical Storm 还有 One， 我觉得是非常适合伸展肌肉的。所以我觉得他们的抒情歌可以有那种沉浸的效果，摇滚歌又很能够传达那种 power 的讯息。
U2 对我来讲，它是一个像神一般的团体，有几个因素，他们出现的时间，他们出现的 topic， 他们出现的音乐，总是让人家眼睛为之一亮。虽然他们已经年纪一大把了，永远让人家有惊喜。所以如果有机会可以看到 U2 的 concert， 那将是我觉得非常赞非常美好的一件事。
I really like U2 because I think their songs, some of the lyrics carry a lot of political messages, and I like the way they feel about the worldThey have a positive influence on me. I guess that's what I like about U2.
U2 is God for a lot of people. They influence a lot of people. 他们的东西其实 ranging from 很广 a wide range of music.
U2, 这个被摇滚乐迷视为如神一般的团体，将近30年来，不但在西洋摇滚乐界拥有崇高的地位，也对摇滚乐迷带来深远的影响。更对世界和平和人道精神的推广有着诸多贡献。预计即将在今年年底发行新专辑的 U2， 乐迷也许有机会在明年再次见到他们精彩的现场表演。
In America, there's a phrase, you can only be famous for one thing. They say you can only be famous for one thing in America. We're already stretching it with our music and the world debt issue and the AIDS.
Just now you were listening, and 你听到的声音是来自于 Bono U2 的 U2 这个乐团的主唱 Bono。 他说呢，基本上呢，在美国有一句的名言，他说 In America you can only be famous for one thing， 在美国你只能以一件事情知名。那这个身为 U2 这个团体 As a band like U2 they have been stretching it. It means that 他们不只是做音乐，同时也做了一些很多的事情，好比说公益的、人道的，就像我们刚刚提到了，比如说他这个 Bono 一直非常努力的，就是说我们要 dropping 这个 Africa the debts from African countries 等等，他曾经做了很多很多这样的事情。那至于 Bono 他在接受访问的时候，他又提到了哪些事情，他又说到了些什么呢？
And when you're younger you throw stones so easily at the obvious targets, whether they're politicians or churchmen or whatever. And as you get older, you start to discover the hypocrisy of your own heart, and you start to see the way the world is inside of you, and you have to meet it there.And to keep your faith or your sense of idealism.
你对于你的生命，你对于你的生活，是不是有一些 sense， 有一些的 faith， 有一些的信念呢？ Do you have any faith in your music and in their music and in life? Just now Bono is not a good word as Bono told. Bono, he was talking about when they're younger. 年轻的时候呢，通常很容易对一些明显的事情，就是对一些明显的像 politician, churchman， 就是对宗教跟政治的议题，你很容易就会抓到这样的议题，然后呢开始做批评。 But as you get older， 当你变比较老的时候，比较诚实的时候， you start to discover the hypocrisy in your own heart， 就是在你这时候你会内心自我反省，到底你的生命中，你的人生当中，跟你周遭的事物，你的社会当中，到底有哪些事情是属于很虚假 hypocrisy。 所以他说也在经过的这样一番心路历程之后呢，如果你能够继续维持着你这个心目中的信念，那就是最棒的一件事情了。
I feel like a you know, an emotional tape recorder. You know, I write down the things I pick up in the room, in the community that I live in, and I put words onto them. They're not all my experiences, but they're obviously things that I feel very strongly about. Or,
well, 这个 Bono 觉得他自己像是一个人类的这个 emotional tape recorder， 就是像这个情绪或者是怎么讲内心情感的一种录音机器。在他写歌的时候呢，他就会把这些情感都慢慢把它就是酝酿出来写出来，然后做出一些很棒的作品。
I must feel those emotions myself, and even if I haven't lived them out。
他说呢，这个他必须要在写歌的时候，做音乐的时候，心中一定要有一些 feel the emotion， 一定要感觉到有那种律动，有那种情感。如果没有感觉到的话，实际上他是没有办法写出这样的意思。但是呢，他这些情感不见得是真正的经验。他说即使他没有这个 live them out， 但是呢，他这个必须要感受这样的情感才有办法写出。他刚说他自己是一个 emotional tape recorder， 不管是在什么地方，房间里面啊，或者是他住的社区啦，或者是呢等等，他只要是觉得心目中的这个情感啊，或者是说他心里有一些想法的时候，他通常会把它写出来。那关于 YouTube 还有更多的什么事情呢？ The experience they're working with Daniel Lanois and Brian Eno. Apologize for my pronunciation. Daniel Lanois and Brian Eno. 他们跟这两位制作人其实做了很多的多次的合作。But for the album Beautiful Day 那张专辑呢，他们也合作了。那跟这两位制作人呢 ，working with these two producers, what's the experience like?
Even though Brian is very prone to experimentation and using, you know, technology to take you out of yourself. Daniel is very much about not using technology and getting back in touch with yourself. So over the years, we've gone more with Brian's direction. On this album, I think we went more with Dan's.
在 Beautiful Day 这张专辑里面呢，其实虽然他们说跟这个 Brian Eno 跟这个还有 Daniel Lanois 一起合作，但是 Brian Eno 他本身这个人呢，其实是比较倾向于做一些实验性的 experimentation， 然后运用各种不同的这个科技 technology， 就是 using technology to take you out of yourself， 可以运用一些科技啊，或者是现代科技的技巧，然后创造出不同的效果，让你这个完全浑然不知道自己在何处。那至于 Daniel Lanois 那一位制作人呢，他的这个做法就不一样了。他是不太擅长用这种现代科技，但是他比较擅长的呢是这个 not using technology and getting back in touch with yourself， 所以他是比较属于那种跟内心层面接触比较丰富的人。那关于这个他们合作的过程呢，还有一些可以告诉大家的。
They do a certain amount of editing and there's a certain amount of they prefer this to that and there's all this give and take and it's like a family feud. Sometimes everyone's sort of fighting for, you know, for a particular thing, for a particular element of a song that we're discussing and going through, which is really healthy and unusual in this day and age where a lot of things are sort of processed and everything is, you know, very neatly put together. This was like guys in a room sort of thrashing it out, which is a very good thing.
It's funny because our stage shows are like theater, but our recording scenarios are like jazz.
非常有趣吧？他说他们的这个录音过程呢，有点像是这个做一些怎么讲？他就非常 tight， 一步一步来。像 像在做 theater， 但是呢做录音的时候呢有点像做爵士乐，非常的即兴。 And just now you're listening to the interview from you two, Beautiful Day. Shoots up through the stony ground, there's no room, no space to rent in this town, you're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuckAnd you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.From the U2's album, U2000 album, All That You Can Leave Behind. 他们这张专辑里面的 Beautiful Day. And you're listening to Burst.
This is Burst.
You're listening to Burst Live 2004.
The music scene in Taiwan.
台湾是一个非常小的一个 market， 但是台湾却出产了所有华人音乐最重要的歌手的产地，所有的歌手 original 的 sign contract 的地方就是在台湾，也就是说在台湾很红的歌手，他会在三个月之内快速的影响到东南亚、新加坡、菲律宾、马来西亚、中国大陆，甚至韩国到日本。所以其实台湾虽然很小，但是它对全世界像将近四分之一到五分之一的人口的华人来讲，它有非常重要的影响力。台湾这两年因为Piracy 的这个缘故，所以其实在唱片销售有非常大幅的消涨，几乎 drop down 了将近40%。但是对于台湾的歌手的一个发展来说，其实是另外一个契机，因为接下来实力派的歌手就抬头了，那他们就可以到其他华人地区去做 concert， 去做代言， 然后这部分将是他们除了唱片之外的另外一笔非常重要的收入。所以你说在这个盗版的状况这么严重的情况之下，唱片公司也在自求生路，如何帮他们的歌手 management 的更好，能够有更多的 revenue 的进账。另外就是说，其实在音乐上面已经不能够再跟消费者乱开玩笑，随便做做音乐就可以骗钱了，他们必须要更执着，更专精于他们的音乐的制作，才会让这些消费者心甘情愿的去花钱去购买他们的正版专辑。所以我个人在面对台湾唱片的这个发展来说，我还是很有信心的。
Very faithful, her comments from Oscar Lin, the MTV programming manager. She was mentioned about talking about introducing about the music scene in Taiwan. 在台湾的音乐市场呢 in the Chinese music market, actually, even though Taiwan is a very small place, but because it's sort of like a production center, so normally they would go through a pattern that is.Talents or singers, they would be discovered by the record company in Taiwan, and then they promote it, they do the recording, and then they sort of like promote and sell the artist. Then after that, probably 3 months after that, the artist would be famous in Southeast Asia and also some other Chinese music market, like some 一些华人音乐市场，比如说加拿大啊，一些这个大家就是比较觉得比较好像跟主流音乐华人主流音乐市场没有那么近的地方。The sort of like Taiwan is the jumping place for some of the artists.If you like to make music, actually, Taiwan could be a good place to go. And also, Oscar Lin, she mentioned about some of the problems here in Taiwan, but she's actually holding a very positive view. 那台湾的问题呢，其实也是因为有一些盗版啦，就是 pirates 等等呢，让这个销路也有点慢慢的下降。Because pirating make the sales of the records, like most of the countries, has been going down. So sort of like doing damage to the music scene in Taiwan.
台湾的音乐现况呢，一则喜一则忧。喜的是它目前还可以维持在龙头的地位哦，像很多的歌手，比如说甚至大陆那边的歌手，他都必须经过台湾的包装，然后才红回去。比如说像是胡彦斌，他在大陆非常有才华，被发掘之后呢，还是经过台湾的包装，然后因为他第一张专辑其实在台湾没有做很大的宣传，所以整个华人世界也不太知道他到底是谁。但是第二张专辑呢，唱片公司非常用心的去包装他。虽然他并不是一个外表很亮丽的歌手，可是呢，经过唱片公司的这样子塑造呢，大家对于他的音乐也很好奇，然后听了之后果然也可以听得出他在音乐上面特殊的才华。那更不用讲说台湾很成功的包装了一些比较土味的，比如说像是那英那样子的大陆歌手，然后把他包装得很国际化，推向这个国际的舞台。那另外一个优点就是因为台湾之前是日本统治，所以台湾接受日本的资讯非常的快。那之后呢，又经过美国的援助，然后有经济发展的时期，那所以也受到美国的影响很深。那这些影响其实都深深的深入了台湾的音乐界哦，所以你在台湾的音乐里面，除了可以听到美国的 hip hop 的节奏之外，它甚至可以融合了是中国的，比如说二胡或是古筝，或是日本的特殊的传统的乐器，所以是一个非常丰富的一个结合。那可是目前令人比较担忧的就是，因为台湾的年轻的一代呢，他们都很希望可以一蹴而成就变成大明星，所以他们比较重视的是，比如说华丽的包装，或者是长得好不好看啊，会不会跳舞等等，而比较少人像在二三十年前的民歌运动当中去专注创作的这个发掘，创作的不同的面向的发掘，所以我觉得这方面可能是台湾的隐忧，因为。我们现在已经可以看到很多来自东南亚很优秀的一些创作人，他们成功的塑造了像是孙燕姿等人。那么大陆那边更不用讲了，他们的摇滚乐的发展可以说是一日千里哦。所以在创作这方面，我想台湾如果再不加油的话，可能就会有被人家赶上的危机。
Either it's an infusion, sort of like influenced by American music or influenced by Japanese music, or sort of like develop our own style. Actually, in Taiwan, you can find some of the things which is gradually becoming westernized, but the local sound, local voice is still going on. I don't know if it's the right way to describe it. 但是呢 Generally speaking, you could find three kinds of style there in Taiwan, but the bad thing about that is that because they've been stretching on there, because a lot of idols, 一些的这个偶像, idols, they've been promoted heavily, so some of the new and upcoming artists, they might not do the same thing like before, like 30 years ago, because there was a folk music movement when going on in Taiwan. Way back in that time, most of the singers or composers or producers, they do pay attention, a great deal of attention to the music itself, instead of how do I look, instead of the image of the artist. But nowadays, it seems that it has been changed into the look and the promotion and the package has been very important. And then there are some of the idols, probably they won't sing that well. That's the bad things about Taiwan. And here is the view from DJ Melvin, news anchor. Oh, forgot to tell everybody, just now it's the voice from Wave Radio DJ Kyle. And this is the views from Melvin. He's news anchor and DJ as well in Taiwan.
The most representative of Taiwan's music scene is a singer called Jay Chow, Zhou Jielun. He is maybe the only person that's able to sell in Italy. Actually, he sold 5,000 copies of his single. 那他的音乐的风格就是非常的 R&B and hip-hop music style, influenced by American music. And that's one of the trends in Taiwan. And Taiwan music is also influenced by Japanese music a lot. But Taiwan pop music scene is still mostly based on the popular love songs, love ballads. The slow tempo love songs are still the most popular ones.
Even though there are pop music, but there are also famous artists like Melvin, he has ever mentioned about Jay Chow. It uses hip-hop, R&B, and local music. In his music, you could find a lot of samples, a lot of sound effects, and sometimes it sounds a little bit like westernized music, but it's still music from Taiwan. And you're listening to Birds. The time is 2:03, 3 minutes after 4, 4:03. 台湾的朋友如果有兴趣的话 请写信 studio@birds.co.uk studio@birds.co.uk
2004. Well, thank you, Laura, for that insight into the music scene in Taiwan. Well, guys, that's all we've got time for. We'd just like to thank everyone for listening and helping. Thank you, Alan, our technical bod, sat in the corner.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alan.
If you want, as part of the MA radio production course at Bournemouth, this is how Burst has come about. If you want information, go on www.bournemouth.ac.uk or contact them. I don't know the phone number, to be honest. Or you can email the studio at studio.burst.co.uk.
There is also a link on the Burst webpage.
Yes,
if you want to.
Yes, go on Burst for about studying in Bournemouth. Bournemouth, where dreams become reality. It is a beautiful place.
Indeed, beautiful
so
place.
So I've really enjoyed myself.
Me too.
Hope you guys have. This was the last live stream of Burst 2004.
Oh.
So for now, until next year, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye,
play
adios.
Play you out with Oasis, who are headlining at Glastonbury tonight.
That's you too. I love it.
We all love you too.
Maybe but. Not then.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
This is Best.